think if we're going to tier these quarterbacks, and like I said, there's 20 of them, you got Deshaun and Patrick on tier one. Tier two, yeah. You'd look at...
Would you put Wentz at tier one?
No. I would have Wentz, Dak, and probably Jared Goff fringe tier two. So Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, Tom Brady has 6, Joe Montana has 4, Terry Bradshaw has 4, Troy Aikman has 3, the Manning brothers have 2, Jim Plunkett has 2, Bob Greasy has 2, Roger Staubach has 2, Big Ben has 2, Elway has 2, Bart Starr has 2, and then you get into the names of...
How many does Trent Dilfer have?
Hold on. You get in the names of Foles, McMahon, Rippon, Sims, Steve...
Rogers.
Steve Young. Will you let me finish? Breeze. Go on mute. Breeze, Flacco, and Rogers all have 1. You think the boring white male stereotype is real in this QB world? That's a question.
I think it was just the sign of the times.
I mean, even... So... Even Brad Johnson, Jeff Hostetler, and Trent Dilfer won Super Bowls, proving you don't need to be a good quarterback.
Doug Williams, don't forget him.
Again, stealing my thunder. Doug Williams is the only quarterback of color to win a Super Bowl when he led the Redskins to a win in Super Bowl 22, throwing for 4 touchdowns and over 300 yards. MVP. My point being, I think there's so much pent-up demand. I don't know if I want to call it demand, but so much pent-up kind of... we want to see the quarterback position evolve, which I think we're seeing, what we'll talk about. But I think people want to see... If you think back to those outside of, you know, the people that I just referenced, a lot of it was, you know, your dad's era. You know, the hand the ball off, maintain the ball, don't turn the ball over. The people that have won multiple Super Bowls do a really good job of that, right? And for the most part, they're boring. I mean, Brady's biggest, I think, sponsorship or endorsement is Uggs. Like, that's how boring they are, right? They're probably pitchmen for milk. What we're seeing now, and I just did a little quick search. We got 20 quarterbacks under the age of 26.
QB1.
Starting in the NFL now. So do you want me to name them real quick, or do you want to jump in here?
I think we can kind of just talk a little bit about the quarterbacks and how the positions changed. I mean, if you look at the NFL now, it's all offense. Like, a lot of teams have spread offense, 11 personnel, where they go 3 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 1 running back, and they're just going to throw. Or even a little RPO. So now it's like the game has changed. The evolution of the quarterback position has changed. And you've got these young quarterbacks that we're going to talk about that can do more and then are very different than the other quarterbacks that you mentioned who've won Super Bowls.
Every quarterback has a pretty decent running back around those names, right? Thinking about Brady. It's kind of a turnstile with him and running backs. But Montana had Roger Craig, Bradshaw. You know, Aikman had Emmitt Smith, Manning, you know, Terrell Davis, and so forth. Yeah, and on down the line, right? Now what we're seeing is, to your point, is a lot of coaches and organizations are willing to put up with mistakes and interceptions to focus more on putting points on the scoreboard, right? That's what consumers of football fans want. That's the reason Jameis Winston is still a starting quarterback in this league. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're willing to put up with 3 to 4, you know, 2 to 3 interception games, as long as, you know, the next week you're putting up 4 to 5 touchdowns.
Yep.
Would you agree?
I would agree. Yeah, they want the quarterbacks to throw 30, 40, maybe even 50 times a game. Whereas before it was more ball control, dink and dunk, your Alex Smiths, your Trent Dilfers, your Brad Johnson. But the game has evolved. West Coast offense started, and then now it's just everyone's running trips. Everyone's got tight ends who can catch. There's even running backs now. There's an interesting article on Adrian Peterson, how Jay Gruden didn't like to play him because he's one-dimensional. You just hand the ball off and go. But if you look at the new age offensives where you've got the running backs who can catch, like your Le'Veon Bell, your Gurley, your David Johnson, your Nick Chubb, you need a running back who can catch as well to fit into this new offense.
Your Austin Ecklers.
Yes, your Austin Ecklers.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, and this is going a little bit East Coast, but Chris Thompson actually cried when Gruden left or was fired from the Redskins, and it was because, you know, he saw value in Chris when others didn't, you know, because he has diversity and within the game plan, being able to catch out of the backfield and so forth. And it really is that. I mean, it's gone to the days of, you know, run the ball 3 times for 4 yards and get a first down, and that's good, right? It's you know, simply run it on first down, shorten the field a little bit. Second down, we're going to go for the, you know, home run. And, you know, a lot of times you sit there and people no longer, you know, you lose viewership if you're not throwing the ball, you know, downfield. And in a lot of quarterbacks, you know, that's resonating. That's why, you know, to transition into the quarterbacks of today, guys like Deshaun Watson and, you know, guys like Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, right? Carson Wentz, all guys that can chuck it, right? If you think about Aikman, probably some would have said his arm, you know, if you rank arm strength against those guys, Aikman would be last in most cases. So it's really changed. Well,
as we transition, you know, we look at Arizona where Josh Rosen, pocket QB, put up good numbers at UCLA, drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. And then there was a sudden switch. Kingsbury comes in. I want to run a different offense. I need a different quarterback. I need a dynamic quarterback. Insert Kyler Murray, out Josh Rosen. So is Rosen going to be able to stick in the NFL now that is changing and evolving? I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows, right? And you look at that, I think the epitome of someone that can overcome maybe the lack of talent around them. Someone, and I'm thinking of a guy who's got the Bills turned around a little bit, a guy like Josh Allen, who can get it done with his, you know, running, right? And also you look at guys like Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson. They, back to your RPO comment, this makes them more valuable to the team, but also makes them more valuable to the brand of the team in that there's more excitement. You don't have a guy dropping back, you know, and just getting sacked, right? Lamar Jackson's another guy, somewhat why Baker Mayfield was heralded, is he could run around in the pocket.
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson, last year he came on strong in the second half of the year, and everyone's like, oh, he's a running back, he's not a quarterback. But this year, he's looked better. He's improving, he's throwing the ball more, and he's doing well.
It's, and then the idea of Mariota being a Heisman too, even in the collegiate ranks, right? They're looking at not only what can you do with your arm, but what can you do with your feet, right?
The one quarterback under 26 that surprised me was Teddy Bridgewater. I thought he was at least like in his 30s.
Steady Teddy?
Yeah, but he got hurt in Minnesota. Now he's a starting quarterback for the Saints, but I thought he was a lot older than 26.
Yeah. I mean, Jacoby Brissett, another guy, right? I thought he was 34.
But I did too.
You know, he's found a home in Indianapolis, made them not necessarily forget about Luck, but he does the job and does it well. Another guy that's not on Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes level, but certainly, you know, serviceable, and someone that gives them that ability to do some of that RPO stuff. And it's all about diversity of the playbook, right? You look at guys now, coaches, they have not just, you know, an armband on the quarterback, but they got, you know, it looks like a Chinese menu on what you can provide, right? And if you don't have that diversity at the quarterback position, and when I say diversity, meaning the ability to both run and throw, Russell Wilson's another example, right? Although he's not young, he's always a threat to run, right? And I think that's what makes him valuable in Pete Carroll's offense.
And, you know, you could say the same for Aaron Rodgers, because he always extends the plays. He's running around. He's scrambling. He can get to the first down, but he likes to scramble and throw deep as well, and that's when he's most effective. It's like if you put pressure on him, that's when he gets creative and he uses his skills, gets out of the pocket, and buys some time for his receivers and throws downfield.
We have this conversation next year, and I'm looking at this right now. They're starting quarterbacks, there's 20. And this, I believe this article was published last 2 weeks ago. Okay. So the title is being, and it comes from NFL.com, another record 20 quarterbacks under age of 27 started in week 3. And the comment is, the future's never been brighter. Would you agree?
I hesitate because, I mean, we'll see, right? I mean, remember Dante Culpepper was great and then gone. Vince Young, great and then gone. There's other quarterbacks that come in and then they just don't get better. I don't want to blame the quarterbacks, but
maybe they're asked to do too much.
I don't know. I think they're fair? I mean, there's levels to this, right? You know, obviously it's Mahomes and Watson at the top. Yep. The others are a lot unproven. Which we don't know how they will grow into the system and how they'll develop.
Yeah,
but I think the key is they need playmakers around them to be successful. We can't judge, you know, a quarterback who's in a bad situation and say he's not going to be good.
Right. I think you could, the anomaly here is Tom Brady. If you watch the Thursday night game, he could throw to the hot dog vendor that you referenced and be fine, right?
Yeah.
You know, as long as you can get open, run a route, I'm going to be able to go through my progressions and get you the ball. Right, just don't fumble, or I'm going to put it right between your numbers and catch the ball.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing we haven't talked about is you need an offensive line too. I mean, everyone is so down on Baker, like, oh, he's overrated, all this. I've only seen him play once this year in person. That was a Niner game. He was running for his life every single play. Like, and his receivers weren't open because the offensive line couldn't stop Bosa and Dee Ford. So you needed strong offensive line. That's why the Cowboys are so effective, is because they can run. Dak has so much time. And the system, it just all comes together for the Cowboys. I wouldn't put Dak up there with Mahomes and Watson. I would put him just slightly below them.
Yeah, I think if we're going to tier these quarterbacks, and like I said, there's 20 of them. You got Deshaun and Patrick on tier one. Tier two, you'd look at.
Would you put Wentz at tier one?
No.
Okay.
I would have Wentz, Dak, and probably Jared Goff fringe tier two.
I have Goff tier three.
Yeah, and then you get into tier three and you got guys like, I think at this point, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. You got guys like Jared Goff. You probably, you know, you could, some may make the argument for, you know, the two quarterbacks that came out in the same draft class, and Mariota and Winston is kind of your tier three guys, along with Bridgewater, Trubisky, and Brissett. And then your tier four guys are kind of your unknowns, right? Which would be guys like Kyle Allen. His nickname is not Josh because everyone thinks you're talking about Josh, I think, in Carolina.
Daniel Jones is there.
Daniel
in that
Jones.
Tier.
Yeah, Mason.
What about your boy Minshew?
See, again, he's, and I got, his nickname is the Mustache Messiah. It's you got to wait and see.
Yeah.
Right. Foles won a Super Bowl for a reason. He is defined by the guy that didn't make mistakes, you know, was able to beat the Patriots. So we'll see. I think Minshew's of that same mold. Now, if you put the people around him, right, there's a reason Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson, and Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl, is they had a lot of, to your earlier point, a lot of,
a lot of
skill
help
players
from their friends,
right? Yeah. So I think the people that are going to fall off and won't find their traction in this new era are people like Josh Rosen, right? I don't think Mason Rudolph is long for the position.
Is he the Steelers' next quarterback after Big Ben, right? That's
right.
Why they drafted him.
And that's what they thought. He's, you know, he's hurt now, concussion. But again, a lot of that is probably, I mean, some could say the offensive line, but also because I think, you know, he lacks that capability to run, right? There's
You know the one quarterback we didn't bring? I just thought of him right now. You got Sam Darnold for the Jets. He hasn't played.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's, you know, that's still an open book.
Yeah.
Right. You know, Sam, a lot of people said, who's it, Sam or is it Josh Rosen? And again, both those guys, same mold, right? Drop back passers. You know, probably due to the fact that they can't run, probably have to force some throws, but also the skill position players around them aren't at the level of, say, you know, guys like Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson have.
Absolutely right. And then you've got, who is it, Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. Last week he made his debut, was a little rocky, but he's kind of thrown to the fire against that Giants game. I think he's in that tier that you said where we'll kind of have to wait and see how he does.
Agreed. Yeah, in summary, it's a changing of an era. And I think that's what we're experiencing, right? Looking at all the, you know, all the previous winners, Brady's still around, right, of that generation. But people think of it as, you know, maybe he gets grandfathered in or whatever you want to say. But very much the Bradys, the Montanas, the Bradshaws, the Aikmans, the Manning brothers, the Plunkets, you know, all of the same mold. And some would say somewhat boring. I mean, yeah. If you watch that Giants-Patriots game, they're not doing anything flashy. They're just winning games. Right?
No.
That's what they're out to do.
Well, and because of this wave, kind of go full circle with the quarterbacks from yesterday to the quarterbacks today, you've got a guy like Khalil Tate in Arizona. He's dynamic. He's explosive. He can run. He can throw. There's an opportunity for him to get drafted, and we'll see. But like years ago, they would have been like, you got to change positions. You're not a quarterback. But now we'll see.
Yeah, and you know, back to the Carolina upset watch, 17-17 now. But guy like Jake Fromm, right?
You know how many five-star recruits have transferred from Georgia because of Fromm?
Well, it's interesting because Fromm was the original guy. There's, for those that do watch Netflix, there's QB1 is actually the title of a documentary, and they go around and they follow three top-end QBs. And if you watch that, Fromm is very much of the mold, the old school mold, right? The Brady mold, the understanding, you know, linebacker drops and, you know, coverage models in which he can exploit. He's not the guy, and he has to do more than probably a guy like Deshaun Watson or Kyler Murray, because he's not going to make it up with his feet, right? Mm-hmm. And to your point, so if I was McShay, and who's the other guy with the hair?
Kiper.
If I'm McShay and Kiper, knowing what the NFL wants, right, today, they may value a guy like Khalil Tate over a guy like Jake Fromm.
Yep, exactly.
Even though Fromm's had many people transfer, Justin Fields, a prime example, right?
Yeah, and Jacob Eason.
Right, both those guys.
And then there's another quarterback that went to Florida. There's 3 5-star recruits that they saw from, they being the coaching staff, like, we need a more dynamic, explosive quarterback. But he was consistent, and he keeps winning.
So why, in Georgia's mind, why, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yep.
But guys like Fields, right? Someone, both Kiper and McShay would probably tell you that Justin Fields has more upside in the NFL than a guy like Jake Fromm, even though Jake Fromm beats him out at Georgia.
Exactly.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
So the college dynamic is somewhat win, right? There's no, I mean, that's how you put butts in seats, and this full circle comes down to money, viewership, and people attending the games. But a guy like, you know, Fromm's winning, but a guy like Justin Fields obviously attracts more eyes.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
Thank
Should you. We wrap this up?
I had some nicknames that I put together if you want to hear them.
I'd love to hear them.
Okay. So here's my theory.
Let me just stop recording and then we can go at them. Just kidding.
So here's my theory on nicknames. Tell me if I'm wrong. Your nickname either comes from where you're from, your name, mm-hmm. meaning like my nickname's B Mart. So I'll give you an example. Some people call me B Mart because it's Ben Martin. Your looks. So one guy calls me Bronto because I have a long neck.
Okay.
Or it comes from maybe just your overall personality.
Is that why you call me K Diesel?
I don't know. You can only find your gas in so many stations.
No, because I'm so yoked up.
Oh, easy. So I looked at some of these quarterbacks and tried to give them a nickname knowing that. So I'll just run through a few. Okay. You stop me if you have any interest in these. So Kyle Allen, I would say his nickname's not Josh. I always already reference that. Deshaun Watson, I'm going to call him the ATV.
All right.
He does everything. That. He can go anywhere. Mahomes, P. Rocket.
Okay.
Brissett, J. Breezy. He's from Florida. Breezy, just kind of ho-hum. He never gets too high, never gets too low. Trubisky, Pretty Mitch Trubisky. I forget the... Pretty Ricky. I try to go there. Mitch Pretty to Risky. Steady Teddy for Bridgewater.
I like that.
I'm calling Daniel Jones the TA. I thought of that after you brought that up. It's easy.
Or just keep it easy. DJ.
Nah.
Okay.
Too many people have the DJ. I'm going to call him TA just because it seems as though Manning, Eli's the teacher, right? He's the teacher's assistant. He doesn't dress. I think
All right.
I'll go with that. Jameis, I really didn't have anything.
Famous Jameis.
No.
Crab leg?
No. Trying to think.
You know he stole crab legs in college.
I did. from Publix?
Yeah. Actually, okay, he didn't steal it. Someone gave it to him.
That's the odd part. The Mustache Messiah. And then my favorite one that I was able to come up with, Carson Wentz, who went to... an FCS school in South Dakota State. He's the Freckled Fracker.
That might be your best one.
I'm ending there. Boom.
Boom.
Do you know why you get the reference there?
I get the freckles parts. What's the fracker?
A fracker is someone who mines.
Oh.
The Dakotas are known for mining.
That's good.
Big Ben and Kay Wen.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.